Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. On Thursday, it's 520. It's a Thank You Thursday sponsored by McDonald's of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. So give us a call, 312-981-7200. Tell us about a coach that changed your life. That's who we're thanking today. We're thanking coaches. You got a chance to win a McDonald's gift card, courtesy of McDonald's, dedicated to giving back to the community. Mary, you were a coach, right? So do you have a coach that you remember in your life?
I was a coach, yes. What did you ask me?
I'm sorry. Were you watching the ball game again?
No, I was not.
I said, do you have a coach in your life that sort of...
Well, I wasn't on any teams except pom-poms.
Okay.
So I guess Miss Blakely was our pom-pom coach. She was a wonderful coach. Yeah, that was about the only coach I had.
People are sending texts in, but they haven't said a thank you to you just yet for you being there.
Oh.
Track and cross country.
Yeah, I only coached for 14 years.
I'm sure it's coming, though. But honestly...
My kids had a lot of great coaches.
But I'm sure you were a great coach, and I'm sure you touched a lot of people, too.
Well, I don't know about that. But I'll have to say Pete Connolly, who coached my kids all through track and field at St. Alexander School, and he was great.
There you go. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Dawn is calling from Stevensville, Michigan, right off of I-94. How are you, Dawn?
I'm doing good. How are you, Steve?
Don't you have like an energy museum or something in Stevensville?
We have the Cook Nuclear Plant.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just about the same thing. So, is there a coach in your life you want to thank?
Well, yes, there is. There are two coaches, and they were my daughter's coach. My daughter's a senior in high school this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the two coaches are Aaron Soule and Scott Sarut. Both soccer coaches, and they have been a blessing to my daughter and I. She's played travel soccer for many, many years, and if it wasn't for them, she would have never been able to play because it's so expensive. And she's graduating this year, and she is going to be going to St. Cloud State, Minnesota to play soccer.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yes, I just, if anybody's listening in this area and you hear this, please tell them thank you. They are just terrific dads and have given so much time to the girls on the travel soccer team, and they're the best.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you for that, Joan. Dawn, I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
We'll send you out that McDonald's gift certificate, so hang on there. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. From 773, a text, Mike Campbell at Joan of Arc. So there's one. Oh, and one of the first texts we got, get this, where is it here? Oh, favorite coaches, Bob Newton, Alessio Thorns, Joe Fabianski, Kathleen Cafferty, Calvin Lloyd, Katie Back, Scott Bulkey, and Julian Murphy. They're all coaches at Regina Dominican. I know Alessio is one of my best friends, and I know how much they work up there and how pleased they are to have an impact on people and the girls that they coach. Thank you to baseball coach Dave Swanson from Benedictine University. Coach Swanee is the real package. He not only helps develop great baseball players, but even more so mentors and helps those kids through college. He has been at that university for so many years and is an incredible role model. Andy Mazur is in sports today. Can you think of a coach that really stands out for you?
Well, I worked with a lot of coaches in baseball, and a couple of them actually really helped me out as far as, you know, understanding the rules and certain strategies and things of that nature.
Yeah, so these coaches are not you as a baseball player, but as a baseball announcer.
But as an announcer.
They're still coaching you.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, you lean on a Major League Baseball coach because you want to make sure that what you're saying on the air is actually accurate and, you know, you're going about it the right way. So there have been a few coaches over the years in both Chicago and San Diego.
Do you want to name
really
a couple?
Darren Balsley was our pitching coach out in San Diego, who really helped me understand pitch sequencing and what they're trying to do as far as trying to keep hitters off balance through a full game, facing them three or four times. And then, you know, I think on the north side, you know, Dusty Baker was one of those guys that I always leaned on, and he would not be afraid to tell me I was wrong on certain occasions and try to teach me the right way.
I love that. I hadn't thought of that coaching relationship, but it's the same thing. I have so many coaches that Kenny Klipp and Jerry Krieg stick out for me at Bishop McNamara High School. Coach Klipp coached me at actually Mantino when I ran cross country. To play basketball, you had to run cross country, which was, well, it should have been illegal, but he was a big cross country guy, and he was a great mentor. Jerry Krieg was my basketball coach. The same thing. Terry Granger. There's so many. Jim Frog. Coaches that have an impact. I think they're long lasting relationships. I don't reach back to teachers that I've had so much as I reach back to coaches. I had two baseball coaches. This is a text from 708. Doug Hayes and Bill Brannigan. They not only taught me wonderful things about being a good baseball player, but taught me about being a good man and productive member of society. Here's another one, 815. Coach Norm Meyer coached my daughter Tara in high school softball. He's an awesome coach, as well as being a Vietnam War hero. How about that? Some nice thoughts on this Thank You Thursday. We're thanking coaches. Marianne from Stevensville, Michigan is listening too. Happy for the women who called about the soccer coaches. Oh, that's from Dawn in Stevensville, Michigan, I should say. Here's one. He was my gym teacher and volleyball coach the year of the 80s. That must be from Mike Campbell. Let's do one more. Kenny Kendall. Up by Brooks Park for no charge. He had the kids through teens to adults and came out on top of doing running drills. He did this for much of the formal track teams available. All right, 312-981-7200. That's Thank You Thursday for this Thursday afternoon. We're going to talk travel coming up in just a few minutes. Roger Dow is the president of the U.S. Travel Association, and we'll talk to him about what's going on with the masks, the idea that they're going to let people who violated the policy back on the planes, and then when you might be able to travel overseas and come back without getting a shot in the arm, a negative COVID test. That's all coming up on Chicago's Afternoon News. First, a visit into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.